I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Heavily armed gunmen today tried to assassinate a senior prosecutor in the Mexican state of Tabasco on the Gulf Coast. Four of his bodyguards were wounded, and a series of running gunfights left one bystander killed, many other people injured. This incident underscores the threat to law and order in Mexico. The government of President Felipe Calderón is fighting back. Most recently, it arrested 10 mayors from the Pacific Coast state of Michoacán for dealings with a drug cartel. The arrests are designed to show renewed determination to fight the drug war before July's midterm elections in Mexico. From Mexico City, The World's Lorne Matalon reports.
Adriano Franco is a senior aide to Mexico's Attorney General, Eduardo Medina Mora.
Corruption, unfortunately, has been found at all levels of government, not only at municipal level, state level, but also at federal level. We here at the Attorney General's office were faced with the prosecution of the former Deputy Attorney General for organized crime. So we have to clean up the house and we have to do it today. We cannot wait.
Felipe Calderón's administration isn't waiting. In Michoacán, soldiers have arrested 10 mayors and 17 others, including a judge and a former police chief who advises Michoacán's governor on drug crime in his state.
The news cycle has been captured again, basically by the drug-related violence and the government response to it. And, of course, we're now fully into election season.
At Mexico's Autonomous Technological Institute, political scientist Federico Estevez says Calderón is reaping political benefit for the unprecedented magnitude of the campaign in Michoacán. He says Calderón's political enemies are reeling right now.
When the opposition tries to criticize the government, you have this series of arrests of increasingly bigger and bigger figures within the drug trade and some of their political allies who just happen to belong to the major opposition parties.
Eight of the 10 mayors arrested in Michoacán are members of opposition parties. Two mayors are from Calderón's own party. Their arrests are blunting criticism that the roundup in Michoacán is politically motivated. And there's evidence of more ties between law enforcement and the drug cartels. In this case, the ultra-violent enforcers for the Gulf cartel, known as Los Zetas. Amy Glover is a member of Mexico's Council on Foreign Relations.
During the flu epidemic, there was perhaps a mirage that the drug war had somehow disappeared, when in fact it went on unabated. And now we're confronted with further scandals related to a prison break by 53 prisoners that were apparently released by the SETA drug organization.
Glover's referring to an incident that's become a full-blown political scandal tied directly to the drug war. In opposition-controlled Zacatecas state, 53 inmates, led by two convicted Gulf cartel members, were videotaped leaving a prison while police and prison guards stood by idly. The state's governor says the guards were bought off. Many Mexicans believe the collusion between inmates and guards, evident on the video, is another example of the nexus between corrupt law enforcement and the cartels that the Calderón government is trying to break. For The World, I'm Lorne Matalon in Mexico City.